702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
What's happening elsewhere in the world? Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Let's start with these stowaways, right? Three Nigerians who pitched up in the Canary Islands.
Yeah, just draw a line on a map, and that's a blooming long way. 11 days is the voyage, basically, from Nigeria to the Canary Islands, and these three men were pictured by the Spanish Coast Guard on a rudder. They're sitting on, because it's an oil tanker, the rudder is that much bigger, but even so, it's a tiny little platform. It's not as big as a diving board, for instance. These three guys only a meter above the water, and think of the days of exposure, dehydration, no food apart from what they'd have taken with them. A wave, a storm, anything like that would absolutely have swept them off, you'd think. They've been taken to a hospital in Gran Canaria, treated for moderate dehydration. But this is the deal. Apart from their own extraordinary survival story, that one particular route from West Africa to the Canaries, 1,100 people lost their lives trying to smuggle themselves in various ways, including on rudders of our ships, last year alone. 1,100 in 1 year just on that route. Oh, boy, it's heartbreaking, isn't it, for some?
Quite clearly, somebody's profiting from this and somebody else is perhaps looking the other way. The numbers are that high. What an extraordinary story. Tell me about a NATO summit for the Ukraine. Things are really, really heating up there with Russia going for infrastructure.
Yeah, this constant targeting of power and any kind of energy source and water as well. So for the good people of Ukraine, with the temperatures going down and no heating, no light, in some cases, no water, and sometimes for days, if not weeks on end, some people have been without for quite some time now. And the Russian strikes keep targeting this. So Ukraine is saying, please give us more weapons, more defenses. NATO has had this meeting in Romania and has listened to that. But the bone of contention, apart from all the other support, which is, I guess, fine, but the bone of contention is that Ukraine wants rockets and missiles that would be capable of being fired into Russian territory. So NATO weapons potentially hitting a Russian target in Russia, that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
World War III, right? The previous two big wars, nobody saw them coming until it was too late. One wonders how far this thing is going to escalate and the poor people of Ukraine. Tell me about this extraordinary story, this DNA reunion, a Texas homecoming for a victim kidnapped 51 years ago.
Yes, it ends the mystery of over half a century. Melissa Highsmith, now aged 53, she was abducted by a babysitter. She was only a little toddler at the time. The babysitter had been found by a newspaper ad, but ultimately the babysitter vanished with baby Melissa Highsmith in Fort Worth in 1971. Melissa was then passed on to another woman and brought up as Melanie Walden. Apparently, that woman, her de facto mother, knew she'd been kidnapped as well. For decades, the Highsmith family had searched. Police, FBI, private detectives, you name it. Now, here we are, well on from 1971, a chance DNA trace on an ancestry website and a little bit of help from a genealogist have reunited the Highsmiths. Both the parents are still alive, by the way. And Melanie Walden is now changing her name back to Melissa Highsmith as well. Fort Worth police are investigating again, but 51 years on, the statute of limitations kicks in, so it's thought no one will get prosecuted, even though we all know now who did it and who was complicit in it and so forth. But at least the Highsmiths are a family again.
How do you look at your mother, the person at least you've grown, you know, you've known all your life as your mother, knowing that that's what they did? It's an extraordinary story. Adam Gilchrist, great stuff as always. This morning's Worldview.